Last week, one of the state's key leaders in environmental protection announced he would leave state government in a couple of weeks. David Mears has been the Commissioner of Environmental Conservation since 2011. Next month, he returns to the faculty of Vermont Law School. When Governor Peter Shumlin announced he wouldn't seek re-election, there was an expectation that key members of his team would gradually be leaving the administration. But Mears' departure comes at a time when the state is in the midst of significant policy work and environmental cleanup. Commissioner Mears joins us now to talk about the work he's overseen as commissioner and the major issues on the horizon for the state. Nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
This spring, the legislature passed H-35, the Lake Champlain cleanup bill. Your department, DEC, will get 13 positions to work on water quality outreach and education and enforcement. But you're creating those positions basically by cutting 13 positions in other parts of the department, right? So how does this move make better programs, add to better enforcement, and create more protection for the lake?
Well, just a quick correction. The H-35, or as David Dean, the chairman of House Fish and Wildlife, has termed it, the Vermont Clean Water Act, which I like, is more than just about – it's more than just Lake Champlain.
That's true. Absolutely.
It's a statewide law, which is important. But back to the challenge.
But it was sort of created partly because Governor Shumlin said, I really want us to work on Lake Champlain cleanup. And if we don't, the EPA is kind of come down really hard on us. So absolutely statewide law. But Lake Champlain is really in a lot of people's minds here with this water quality bill.
No question that Lake Champlain is a major driver. And frankly, the work that we'll be doing under the act will start with Lake Champlain and will create a template for how we advance the goals of the law across the state. But back to the original mm-hmm. question that you asked, in terms of some of the challenges in building the capacity to implement this, I mean, the one thing that I'm very grateful for is that the legislature did create the authority and funding, new funding for us to be able to add to the folks, the group of folks that are working both in my agency and in the Agency of Agriculture to work on these clean water efforts. There was no question we needed to build additional capacity in addition to, frankly, working across the broader community to implement this. Frankly, a lot of the costs and challenges are going to be borne by farmers and municipalities and others. But with regard to the state's capacity, and specifically within my department, at the same time that we were creating this new capacity and a new funding source to help with clean water, there were, as you know, budget challenges that the state was facing, particularly in the area of one of the flavors of our funding, which are the general funds, which come from the general tax base. And so our share of those cuts led us to have to make some reductions. And it wasn't exactly 13 positions, but the net equivalent was that we had to reduce almost the same amount as we were adding in terms of reduced capacity. What I'm proud about in terms of how we handled that is we were able to maintain basically give offers of continued employment to everyone. We basically just redescribed a number of people's jobs to do the new clean water work so that they didn't have to face the challenge and disruption of losing their jobs. And the other thing I'm excited about is that the folks that we were able to move into new positions or to redescribe their positions are able to do work that fits within their skill set and background and expertise. And we've been very fortunate within our department to attract really some of the top professionals in the state in the areas of, you know, engineering and chemistry and biology and the professions of folks that you need in a department like ours. This has, of course, created challenges in some of the other programs. One in particular is the program that works to oversee and regulate and assist in the construction and design of on-site wastewater treatment systems, or also, you know, most commonly referred to as septic tanks, you know, your common leach field system. And so that's put some real pressures on us, and we're still in the process of figuring out how we maintain the same level of service and public health protections that we've had in place with the reduced workforce.
I want to ask you not specifically about individual septic systems, but municipal ones in just a minute. But before we get off the lake issue and water quality issue, I mentioned the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. That's the federal agency that's really checking to make sure that our Lake Champlain cleanup plan is good enough. And the state is currently waiting to hear back from the EPA on the most recent iteration of that plan. Can you point to any weaknesses in the state's plan that you think the EPA may seize on that we'll still need to work on?
I don't think so. I mean, the main concern that EPA raised back a year ago and that we've been working with them on ever since and that we recognized was in the Missisquoi Bay, the northern portions of the lake, particularly Missisquoi Bay, also St. Albans Bay, and in the very southern part of the lake, South Lake, areas that are more shallow, where there's more kind of embedded nutrients and pollution in the lake sediments that get churned up during storms and can be available and cause pollution problems. So we've been working over the past year with the Agency of Agriculture and Agency of Transportation to come up with some additional commitments on top of the plan that we'd submitted about a year and a half ago or so. And we're very close to getting, I think, approval from EPA that our plan, in fact, does meet all of the obligations that we have under the Clean Water Act.
You think the EPA is going to give it just a clean check mark?
I do. I think that we're just a couple of weeks away from getting that. We're still in the final throes of the discussions with them. And there are, as you know, it's a very thick plan. It's probably a couple of inches thick. There's a lot of detail and work that has to be sorted out. But just in some ways, the getting away from the bureaucratic, you know, back and forth on the paper and plans and approvals and laws, what's embedded in this, I feel really strongly, is a major step forward for the state. The state of Vermont, like most states across the country and like EPA nationally, has simply not done enough over the past several decades to deal with a whole category of pollution, which is the polluted stormwater runoff that runs off of our developed lands, parking lots, roofs, and the like, agricultural fields, roads, and so forth. And this plan, it really is groundbreaking in the nation in the sense of it really firmly tackles that in a comprehensive and strategic way. So I actually, frankly, would have been shocked had EPA not approved it. When you look across what other states have done in this arena, Vermont is really leading the way.
That's one of the big areas of work that you've been working on over the last couple of years and that will be ongoing now after you leave. I want to ask you sort of to give us your big picture assessment of the big issues. But just before we do, if I can squeeze one more specific topic in. Sewage overflows. You mentioned septic systems. And when we look at municipal septic systems, we've seen a lot of them overloaded this year, primarily by really strong rains and large rain events that overwhelm the systems. And they don't have the capacity in a lot of cases, especially if they are joint systems that take in the rainwater and the things that are coming from our pipes. So fixing that is going to involve a lot of money for really cash-strapped and or really dense cities and towns. How does the state expect towns and cities to improve their sewage infrastructure when it's going to cost a lot more money than they currently have?
It's a great question. And municipalities are really at the center of a number of things that are coming to the forefront in terms of pollution control. The combined sewer overflow issue is, frankly, not the most significant one. The requirements of the new law and under the Lake Champlain cleanup plan that we have to implement, we have to do a lot of work with the municipalities in the area of stormwater runoff and also the runoff from roads. So when you think about the investments that we've made historically, those are not areas that we've invested in public dollars in very effectively. So I'm, frankly, more concerned about the need for those investments than in the kind of the traditional sewage management, sewers and overflows or sewage treatment plants. It's not that those aren't important. Mm-hmm. They are fundamental. We've built a strong foundation of funding programs and municipal bonding and sewer and water rates to address those. And we have to maintain those investments. And frankly, there are some communities who have not, frankly, set up sufficient rates in order to kind of keep up with those costs. So there's some real tough decisions to be made in that regard. But in terms of the path forward on municipal funding generally, it is an area where we have to focus. We're spending some time with the treasurer's office, with the buildings and general services, which administers the capital funds, and with municipalities to think what are some of the options we might have to do a better job in preparing municipalities for these costs.
All right, we got 30 seconds left, and I know that's a minuscule amount of time to talk about the really large issues the state faces. But as you're leaving, what do you hope we really focus on when it comes to environmental conservation?
I think that the work that we've done in the clean water arena is a model for what we should be doing with all environmental laws in the state of Vermont. Environmental issues should not divide Vermonters. They should bring us together. And when we get together and collaborate and find mutually beneficial solutions, we make great things happen.
That's David Mears. He's been commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation since 2011. That post will now be filled by Deputy Commissioner Alyssa Shuren in early August. David Mears, good luck with the VLS gig.
Thank you so much.